Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
I'm Mike Yam with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 14 of the NFL season had kicked off in the Motor City. The Lions outlasted the Cowboys 44-30 to improve to 8-5 on the season. Jared Goff threw for 309 yards and a touchdown, while Jahmyr Gibbs racked up 120 total yards and three scores on the night. Cowboys star wide receiver CeeDee Lamb forced to exit the game after he suffered a concussion early in the second half. Staying in the NFC, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting Jalen Carter will miss Philly's Monday night matchup against the Chargers and is considered week to week after undergoing a procedure to address issues on both of his shoulders. Some other injury news: Lamar Jackson sat out of practice on Thursday as he continues to nurse an ankle injury, and in Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers was a full participant on Thursday's practice after sitting out on Wednesday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY, 888-545-READY.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This evening, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available for participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets. And a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 5th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Truck driver arrested for fatal traffic collision at Golden Hill Road. Prescribed burns in Santa Margarita today. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Yesterday morning, a traffic collision occurred in Paso Robles at the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Highway 46. Police officers and paramedics responded to the incident at about 5:30 a.m., according to a release by the Paso Robles Police Department. The department says the involved vehicles were a four-door Lexus and a 2017 green and white Freightliner box truck. The police department says the driver of the Lexus, a 63-year-old Pass Robles man, stopped at a red light on westbound Highway 46 at Golden Hill Road. The Freightliner, also driving westbound, failed to slow down enough to stop and struck the Lexus from behind, killing the driver of the Lexus. The Freightliner's driver, 25-year-old Jean Marco Huaman Castro, was arrested for vehicular manslaughter and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. The investigation remains ongoing, but drugs and/or alcohol do not appear to be factors. Pass Robles Public Works announced a lane closure has been scheduled for a section of Niblick Road. The section will be a portion of the westbound right lane of Veterans Memorial Bridge. The closure will occur Monday, December 8th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Crews will install a city seal medallion on the bridge column and add new lettering designating the structure as Veterans Memorial Bridge. Motorists should anticipate minor delays and are encouraged to use caution when traveling through the work zone. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo conducting prescribed burn near Santa Margarita. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting pile burn operations near Santa Margarita today until 5 p.m. Operations will take place at 7227 Calf Canyon Highway, about a quarter mile east of the Highway 58 and Poza Road intersection. Crews will be burning accumulated vegetation, which supports long-term wildfire resilience and enhances safety for residents and first responders. Smoke may be visible in the area throughout the project. CAL FIRE will be working in coordination with the County Air Pollution Control District to ensure all burning will occur under approved weather and air quality conditions. Two cultural burns are scheduled near Highway 101 next week, and community members can expect to see both smoke and some traffic delays. The burns will be happening at Myosi Open Space near the base of the Cuesta Grade on Thursday, December 11th, and then another at Johnson Ranch Open Space near Highway 101, exit for Higuera Street, Friday, December 12th. These burns are interagency operations hosted by a Northern Chumash tribe with support from CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo and other agencies. This is part of a vegetation management effort, with cultural burns having significant importance to indigenous tribes of California. Smoke may be present in nearby communities on the day of the burn. The Slo County APCD will be working with all involved agencies to ensure up-to-date air quality information is provided to the public. Pass Robles High School Theater Company is proud to present Shakespeare in Love for its fall play. Performances will be held this weekend and next, December 5th through the 7th and 12th through the 14th at the Pass Robles High School Performing Arts Center. A stage adaptation of an Academy Award-winning film, the play follows a young William Shakespeare in an Elizabethan England, battling a writer's block until he meets Viola de Lesseps, a noblewoman who dreams of acting on the stage. A tale of a young Shakespeare finding both love and inspiration as he crafts his most famous works. The play balances drama, humor, heart, and a Shakespearean flair. Tickets are available online now and may also be sold at the box office. The North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation will be presenting its 29th annual Nutcracker, a storybook ballet, this weekend. Performances will be held at Cal Poly Spanos Theater tonight at 7 p.m., Saturday, December 6th at 5 p.m., and on Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m. This year's production marks the return of founder and artistic director Cheryl Armstrong, leading more than 70 dancers across San Luis Obispo County back onto the stage. Many cast members are second-generation performers whose parents danced in earlier productions for this nearly three-decade community tradition. Adding on to another level of professional artistry will be guest artists joining the cast. Tickets can be purchased at paxlow.evenue.net. Tonight will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with a musical performance by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and Atascadero Community Band. The countdown for the light-up starts at 6 p.m., followed by Santa in a Model A fire truck making his way around the Sunken Gardens. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown city park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and heading towards Pine Street. And the Templeton Rec Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Recreation Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. The event is free with no RSVP necessary. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Lions beat the Cowboys 44-30. On Sunday, December 7th, KPRO will have a triple header with the Steelers and Ravens, then the Raiders against the Broncos, and finally the Texans and the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Raptors 123-120, the 76ers over the Warriors 99-98, the Celtics beat the Wizards 146-101, the Jazz over the Nets 123-110, the Timberwolves beat the Pelicans 125-116. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Celtics, the Clippers will go against the Grizzlies, the Pacers will face the Bulls, the Suns will go against the Rockets, and the Thunder will face the Mavericks. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. State leaders head to Stockton after that mass shooting at a child's birthday party last weekend. State Chief Service Officer Josh Friday says Stockton isn't alone and that we're living in a connection crisis.
In California, there are now over 500,000 disconnected youth between the ages of 16 and 24. These are youth that are not in school and do not have jobs.
Friday says those young people are three times more likely to be involved in violence. Still no arrests in the shooting that left four dead and 13 injured. A 17-year-old boy killed in a fireworks explosion at a home in Los Angeles.
Just on my porch. Big loud bang. Three of them. Boom, boom, boom.
The teenager killed in the South LA neighborhood of Vermont Knolls. Neighbors say illegal fireworks are set off there all the time. LAPD investigating the source of the massive stash of fireworks located at the scene. Los Gatos-based Netflix reaching a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studio and streaming business for $82.7 billion. The deal will be completed by the second half of next year. Jeff Scott, California News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary while supplies last on 12/6/25. One card per household. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 6th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
The Paso Robles Main Street Association, in cooperation with the City of Paso Robles and community volunteers, presents the 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Paso Robles. You'll enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday spirit, and Santa arrives at the end of the parade to kick off the holiday season. The 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 in downtown Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. For specialty crop farmers, 2025 has offered little relief from mounting financial pressures. Markets that once promised stable margins are now defined by volatility, with production expenses outpacing price gains and exports at risk under global trade uncertainties. Despite contributing more than $75 billion in farm gate value, over a third of all U.S. crop sales, growers of specialty crops such as fruits, nuts, and vegetables have fewer risk management and safety net options to help weather these challenges. The result is a widening gap between cost and revenue that threatens profitability across much of the farm economy. The diversity that defines the sector also amplifies its vulnerability. Each crop relies on distinct production systems, marketing channels, and labor demands, making it difficult to design one-size-fits-all safety nets or risk management tools. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday. Sunny on Monday through Friday next week. Mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 38 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new K. John's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Attention, at K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets, bring your friends, bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right, all our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait, real discounts you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope, real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest inflation numbers are in, and they show that the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation, PCE inflation in September, was in line to slightly lower than expected. The PCE index rose 0.3%, with a smaller 0.2% increase in the core rate. The yearly increase in inflation edged up to 2.9% in September from 2.8% the prior month, which leaves the rate still well above the Fed's 2% goal. Consumer sentiment came in higher than forecast, with consumer spending rising again in September. Personal spending rose 0.3%, a touch slower than in the prior months, but it still capped off a strong third quarter. Personal incomes increased 0.4% last month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
We are getting closer, but you still have time to have that, well, property home inside now just looking beautiful and warm. Call Aaron King. It's Slow Holiday Lights. He's right here in the North County, so he'll be there for you. Bringing your holiday decor to light, call Aaron King for an estimate, 805-464-7689, to make sure that you are indeed ready for the holidays. And again, you still have some time, but getting closer.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles. I think I heard you
coming. Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On December 5, 1871, one of the Old West's most famous black cowboys was born. Coming up is the story of how he acquired his name. Following the Civil War, as many as a third of the men who came out west were black. Most were accepted based on their ability to contribute. Bill Pickett, one of the most famous black cowboys, was born in Texas, and he had an Indian mother. At the age of 13, Bill started earning a living as a professional cowboy. When he was still young, Bill attracted the attention of the Miller brothers, who ran the 101 Ranch Wild West Show, a touring extravaganza that also made Will Rogers and early cowboy movie star Tom Mix famous. It was Bill Pickett who introduced the rodeo event known as steer wrestling. Although steer wrestling, along with bull riding, wasn't an activity that cowboys did while going about their normal chores, they were favorites of the 101 Wild West Show. Coming off his horse at full gallop, Bill would grab the steer by its horns and, biting the steer's upper lip, throw it to the ground. At that time, bulldogs were used to catch cattle. They did it by biting the cow's lip, forcing the cow to the ground. When one cowboy saw Bill's performance, he said, "You took the bulldog's job away when you bulldogged that steer." Thus, the event's original name, bulldogging. Bill performed at Madison Square Garden and before royalty, but in 1931, because of a loss of interest, the 101 closed. Bill Pickett went back to working as a cowboy and ended up dying at the age of 70 with injuries in the process of breaking wild horses. Bill Pickett is often described as a giant of a man. In actuality, he was 5'6" tall and weighed only 160 pounds. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. In a world of constant sales, where prices are marked up just to be marked down, Cajon's has always stood apart. We believe in something simple, fair prices every single day. No gimmicks, no games, just honesty and beautiful jewelry. So why are we having a massive inventory clearance sale? Because after years of partnering with incredible designers, it's time for the next chapter. It's time for our designs. Cajon's is creating our own in-house collection, pieces that reflect our heritage, our craftsmanship, our voice. But first, we're clearing the way. December 2nd through the 24th, every piece from our current inventory is being liquidated. Yes, liquidated. Not marked up, not fake discounted, truly reduced. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come see us December 2nd through Christmas Eve. Cajon's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines, and now so do the savings.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tachi Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Louisville. more.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department. Baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Two cultural burns are scheduled near Highway 101 next week, and community members can expect to see both smoke and some traffic delays. The burns will be happening at the Miyasi Open Space near the base of the Question Grade at Thursday, December 11th, and then another at Johnson Ranch Open Space near Highway 101's exit for Higuera Street Friday, December 12th. Paso Robles High School Theater Company is proud to present Shakespeare in Love for its fall play. Performances will be held this weekend and next, December 5th through the 7th and the 12th through the 14th at the High School Performing Arts Center. This stage adaptation of an Academy Award-winning film follows a young William Shakespeare finding both love and inspiration battling a writer's block. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL.
Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Court appearance this afternoon for 30-year-old Brian Cole, charged with transporting an explosive device and attempted malicious destruction. Fox's David Spunt.
Federal prosecutors are confident they have their man. He'll appear this afternoon in federal court. The FBI director says the mystery after half a decade is no more.
The feds say he planted a pair of pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC headquarters January 5th, 2021. Day four of the suppression hearing for Luigi Mangione is postponed. The judge says the defendant is sick. Hearing resumes on Monday morning. Prosecutors claim he gunned down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last December. Netflix buying Warner Brothers Discovery more than $72 billion deal, giving the streaming giant access to Warner Brothers' trove of content, including the Harry Potter franchise and much more. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawing Sundays in December. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
holidays are just around the corner. And if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Okay, sunshine for the most part, highs in the mid-60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s, then we'll have sunny skies, mid-60s for your Saturday, and that should be pretty consistent, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and we'll go to the upper 60s on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:59 a.m., 4:50 p.m., we are at 38 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like those doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday. That means any subject. Darsh and Kenny, they are back. And tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane will be in with the Country Store. Jimmy's here getting your car ready for the holidays. And Gary Brill on the jukebox. Email into the studio. Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. 24/7 same-day service. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch. Oh, don't forget, on that 75, you can text that as well. All right, on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
How about a beer?
Certainly.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, again, whatever may be on your mind, change the subject at any time. Who won the trivia this week? You know what? That's a good question. I did that last hour, and I just forgot about it because I was doing some other things, and the winner is Lou Jacobson. Lou Jacobson is the winner of the trivia. I had it written down on my right-hand side where it should be on my left-hand side because that's where the movement and the screen is and all that other kind of stuff, a lot of my announcements. All right, so Lou Jacobson is the winner. Thanks for the reminder on that. It's important in some people's lives. Okay, here on the email, the Teachers Union is proud to be united with the Los Angeles and San Francisco Teachers Union. They are the dog that wags the tail of decision made by our school district. Well, that's not uncommon, but also the national as well. Both have very strong influences in the country. We have mentioned that for years. It should be no surprise, but again, as I mentioned last hour, people don't pay attention to that. There is a generation of people who, just by the mere title that somebody has, they automatically give them honor and dignity. That has dwindled over the years to some, but not to many. Not to many. Chris, are there certain professions that you would say growing up that were like automatic, it was respect? I'm just using this as an example. If I told you that, I don't know. Let's say, think of any profession. Just because I'm in it, does that automatically, when you were younger, command respect?
I mean, probably the easiest answer would be a police or firefighter.
Okay. And that may be consistent with a lot of people. I'm just guessing. Now,
I would hope so.
well, you would hope so, but when we see some of the things, particularly as we move along and we experience life a little bit more. Now, doctors and lawyers, would you put them on that same list?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. And teachers?
Well, I guess it depends on how well you did in school.
Well, we're talking, you know, one of the things with this is that we have to be honest with ourselves that, okay, I wasn't, not me, I'm saying, if you weren't that good in school, whose fault was it? You know, maybe you just didn't like school. Doesn't mean you're a troublemaker or anything like that. You know, I just didn't like school and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean the teacher was that bad either.
Sure, but the point of what I was saying is that maybe somebody who wasn't doing too well in school or just did not like school that much probably didn't respect teachers as much. It's possible.
Well, it is. It is. You know, it seems that people get in trouble with the law, they don't respect law enforcement. You know, they have attitudes. Well, it's because it's their job to enforce the law. You're not following the law, so you have an issue with it, but that's what the person's doing. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. They're being a good police officer, we're assuming, or a good whatever. But I think a lot of professions over the years have taken a hit. Their reputations, and duly earned. But my point from the start of this is that I still think that there's a generation of people that just because somebody has a title that they automatically respect them or think they're good, or and I don't mean not just, you know, like a good person, but they're good at what they do. And that's not the case. It simply isn't the case. So anyway, sir, thank you for your email. That was on the email. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Again, I was mentioning last hour the amount of money that the United States, you taxpayers, are paying, and this is just for the counter-narcotics funding for some countries. And my point of this was to, why can't we tell these countries, one, no more money on that, or where has the money been gone? Can it be accounted for? You know, I saw something the other day, I think it was yesterday, and it had to do with for those of you, you remember the aid to Africa, the big song, We Are the World, and from, 1982, I think it was? And, you know, that was a kumbaya affair for many people. I know at the radio station I worked at, 1000 Oaks at the time, we had to play the song, because, I mean, it was the thing to do. It was huge. Most of that money never went for what it was supposed to. And again, I forget what it was yesterday on an anniversary or something was mentioned about, oh yeah, remember that? It did all this and did all. Well, it really didn't do anything. It made a lot of people involved with it feel good about themselves, which I guess you could say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with it is because people gave their hard-earned money to it, and a lot of that money, or most of it, did not go to where it was supposed to go. So when we see figures such as over $3 billion in assistance to Mexico, over $761 million to Colombia, Peru, $27 million, $225 into the Latin American regions, and these countries are corrupt. And they're run by, in many cases, the cartels. Where is that money going to? It's not reducing drug trafficking. So why don't we use our hammer as the United States of America? I don't understand why we don't. And just say, not only are you not getting any more money for this, we're not giving you any money, period. Good luck. Good luck. What would happen? I don't know. I don't know. No. You would probably still have these groups and organizations for humanitarian reasons, which is fine if they want to do that. But our tax dollars are just wasted so often, and we just keep giving back more. Keep giving back more. Not only to other countries that don't like us, thumbing their noses at us, but also within the United States. We know that. I mean, just look at the mess that's going on in Minnesota with the Somalis and that, what, almost $1 billion. And then we have people, you know, with stories, people needing money to feed their kids and so forth because they're on hard times. And we see the commercials with the soldiers looking for money because things haven't gone well for them. And yet we have people coming into this country and stealing, and it doesn't seem like much gets done. I, you know, as I've been reading this book I've been telling you about, and it has to do with the corruption in the government in the United States. And when I see the names pop up, for the most part, not in every case, I don't recall anything happening to the people that stole a lot of money, directly or indirectly, from the United States citizens. These people, even now, they talk tough, but what happens? Not much, at least from my memory. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that. All right, I saw something here. I just wondered, the top Trump department rolls out Christmas tree savings plans. It says here, American families deserve real relief and savings during the holidays. This is from the Secretary of Interior, Doug, whatever his name is. So I don't know what they're going to do. Let's see here. Said that it would help families save money while enjoying public lands and supporting wildfire prevention during the upcoming season. Under the plan, the Bureau of Land Management is reducing firewood and Christmas tree permit fees through January 31st. Part of the plan includes a $1 tree. That's an initiative that reduces Christmas tree permits by nearly 100%. Okay, I guess that's for the people that go out. Chris, have you ever gone out and cut a Christmas tree?
No, actually.
Okay, it was, there used to be a place in Atascadero, I don't know if it still exists, that you could go out and you can, you know, cut your own, which was, you know, it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah, it was, and I don't remember how much it was because it's years ago and so forth, but so this is, it's probably bigger back in the Midwest than it is elsewhere. Hi, good morning.
Hey, does anyone know whether Doge was part of this foreign aid stuff?
If what?
If they doged foreign aid, the Department of Oversight or something for all this money being spent to try and make friends of those who hate us and are going to hate us anyway, no matter what.
Oh, are you referring to the numbers I was giving out regarding the drugs?
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard anything. That's why I was asking the question. I think the Doge concentrated on things here.
Domestically,
yes. And again, with that, what has happened?
Well, I don't know. But you know what I feel about all that foreign aid and all this stuff going on around the world? You know, we've been bad-mouthed forever, trying to be good people to the world and help out. And all we get is being bad mouthed some by our own families and friends and Democrats, right? So why don't we just go ahead and take over Venezuela and make it the 52nd state or whatever, and take over Central America and straighten it up out there, down there, and become those imperialists we've been said that we are.
Well, one thing is you have a population of people who have been brainwashed into hating the United States. I don't think we want to deal with them.
You mean our own people?
No. I personally think that we need to shut the border for a few years and clean up the mess that has come in the last 4 or 5 years.
Amen, brother.
It is, you know, when you delve into this and pay attention to it and see the numbers, see the cost, and I'm not talking just from a money standpoint. I'm talking from the villains that have been led into this country. We just need to say, okay, you know, this is the United States. You want to come here and so forth and so on. But we have to do some house cleaning first, so it's going to take a couple of years to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, let's move on. Does anyone know how much this lush at the high school is going to get?
No, all I was told was, she did, but it was less than you would expect. And as I said earlier, I don't care. Why did she get anything?
Anything at all, yeah. She should have been fined or imprisoned or something. Anyway, the other thing is this guy that ran over that guy in his SUV yesterday, do we know his immigration status?
No, I was mentioning that this morning in my curiosity. That was one of the first things, considering the California issue with issuing licenses to truckers who shouldn't have them.
Right. Anyway. All right. Well.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Just a couple of minutes left here on this Friday edition. Here on The Right Choice, big weekend, the lighting in Tascadero, the Christmas parade in Paso Robles tomorrow night. Good day for it. Won't be that cold, and it's helped out that they start at 6 o'clock. Chris, do you know what today is?
December 5th. I don't know much else than that.
I think I may be pronouncing this wrong. Do you know what Krampus Night is?
I don't know what Krampus Night is, but I know who Krampus is, or Krampus. I actually don't know the correct pronunciation himself. He's like the anti-Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. I'd never heard of this character.
He's like a folklore character where instead of, you know, giving gifts to nice kids, he takes naughty kids and eats them.
Okay, according to this, the horned half-goat, half-demon, comes out on this night of December 5th to punish children who have misbehaved. He is a companion of St. Nicholas, and they sometimes travel together. This is celebrated primarily in Bavaria and Germany, but I had never heard of it until today.
I didn't know they were pals.
I didn't either. It's a pretty scary picture they have here. Obviously not real, but and I don't know how far back the legend or the story goes. But it's the first time I ever heard of that in my sheltered life. So anyway, again, I mentioned yesterday the fog, but how about this? Well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Yes, hey, when I skied in Austria on the Christmas holidays, Grumpus came around to the B&B where we were staying, the Airbnb, whatever, and the children were terrified. He's a character dressed up like a goblin or a bad man. He carries willow switches, and the children who are on the naughty list get spanked with the willow switches, and they're frightened of him. It's a real big thing, but they also look forward to his coming because they come with St. Nicolau.
Okay, so were the kids run away when they saw this character?
No, they wouldn't run away because it was part of the Christmas tradition, but they would be frightened, and he never really hit anybody with the switches. He just threatened to. So it was part of the procedure, the play.
Do you know where this originates from?
I do not, but we were surprised to see it, too, and it was when the guys came, the kids all cowered, but no one left. It was an interesting situation.
All right.
They call him Grumpus in Austria.
Grumpus, huh?
Yeah. It's the same character, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He dresses in a brown cassock like a monk would wear with horns and a big, and he carries willow switches.
Yeah, this picture has him with the horns and stuff like that, but he also has a tail.
Right. I guess it depends on who's dressing up, how it's kind of
all right
to the interpretation.
It's
kind of fun to watch. It's part of the tradition there.
All right. Thanks for the help on that. Appreciate it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Paso Robles Public Works announced a lane closure has been scheduled for a section of Niblick Road. The section will be a portion of the westbound right lane of Veterans Memorial Bridge Monday, December 8th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation will be presenting its 29th annual Nutcracker, a storybook ballet, this weekend. Performances will be tonight at 7, Saturday at 5, and Sunday at 2. Tickets can be purchased at paxlow.evenue.net. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s, it's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it'll be Darsha and Kenny with Open Mic Friday. That's up to you. You can control what the content is. And then, tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane's in on the Country Store. Jimmy's here and Gary Brill. Enjoy your weekend and everything that's going on in the festivities. And we'll be back Monday. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.